Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Carol in the Tax Quips forum who wants to know. She says, are there consequences to issuing 1099-Ms to contractors in October instead of the last of February? Well, Carol, first of all, what is a 1099-M? I couldn't find that. Do you mean a 1099 miscellaneous? And what do you mean about the consequences? To whom? To the company issuing the 1099 miscellaneouses or to the contractor who receives them? Well, let me try both. The consequences to the company who issues a late 1099 miscellaneous. One, from IRS, perhaps there's a $50 fine for each late 1099 miscellaneous, perhaps not. From the recipients, you're going to get intense anger, nasty phone calls, and believe it or not, sometimes violence, and perhaps that contractor will never be working for the company again. Why? Well, the consequences to the contractor receiving a 1099 miscellaneous in October that they weren't expecting. Well, first of all, if they've reported the income, there are no consequences. But if they did not plan to report the income, and they've not yet filed their tax returns, they will have a balance due they didn't plan to have, and they're going to be absolutely furious. If they have filed that tax return already without including the income, they're going to have a nasty shock. They're going to owe much more money with potential penalties depending on the amount of the additional income, plus interest. And they will either have to file an amended return and find some way to come up with the additional taxes, or if they do nothing, they'll get a CP-2000 notice from IRS for the additional assessment with the new balance due plus interest. Or C, worst of all, if it's a significant amount, they might even get audited. Naturally, a company who paid contractors and freelancers needs to report all those payments of $600 or more, or they will lose their right to the deductions. However, the best way to handle 1099 miscellaneous reporting is to make it clear to all vendors that the 1099s will be issued in the first place. Your vendors will price their jobs with the taxes in mind, which they should anyway, and there will be less fury and violence than if they get nasty surprises and audits later. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about 1099s and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.